A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and, for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This story of an unnamed woman takes place at an interesting juncture in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus had just criticized the scribes for stealing from widows and orphans, and now he uses a poor widow as a model for loving God with all our heart and soul and mind and resources. This destitute yet generous widow represents the many who have been taken in by the scribes and reduced to misery and destitution by their offerings to the temple treasury. The story serves as a bridge between Jesus' condemnation of the scribes who devour the houses of widows and the next section of the gospel, which ends with the story of Jesus anointing by a woman in the house of Simon the leper. 2 unnamed and vulnerable women who become models for us of discipleship. When Jesus blamed the scribes for devouring the houses of widows, he was referring not just to the places where widows lived, but to all their belongings, everything they had. Unfortunately, we see this phenomenon too often, even today, when vulnerable widows are exploited in the name of religion. The more things change, the more they remain the same. We often read this story as a tribute to the woman's generosity, and so it is, in a sense. She gave all that she had. Jesus was praising the woman as much as lamenting her situation. It had come to this because of how the scribes had treated her in the name of praising God. One of our sisters who died recently was a wisdom figure in my life. She used to sum it all up in these words: "God places us here on earth not to tell people how wonderful we are, but to show people how good they are." The poor, generous widow, letting go of her 2 coins, all that she had, is also a wisdom figure for us, portraying in her gesture and in her whole life what Solomon prayed for in this passage from the Book of Wisdom. "Therefore I prayed and prudence was given me. I pleaded, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her, nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is a bit of sand, and before her silver is to be accounted mire. Beyond health and beauty I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light, because her radiance never ceases. Yet all good things together came to me with her, and countless riches at her hands. I rejoiced in them all, because wisdom is their leader, though I had not known that she is their mother. May we too be like those valiant, faithful women, the one in the temple and the one who anointed the feet of Jesus. May we be ready to pour out all that we have, all that we are, in the service of the one who came to serve us.